And I know from a good friend who was there when it happened that at a small dinner with progressive supporters, after these progressive supporters were banging on Obama before the election, why don't you do the things we thought you stood for? Obama turned sharply and said, don't you remember what happened to Martin Luther King Jr.? That's a quote, and that's a very revealing quote. The other thing is, I've always been kind of shocked that when he came into office, not only did he not prosecute the torturers, or the kidnappers, the people with the black prisons, or even the people who violated our Fourth Amendment rights, he left them all in place. And, you know, I suspected at the time, and now I'm pretty convinced, the President of the United States is afraid of the CIA. That's why he got John Brennan in place. He thinks John Brennan owes more personal loyalty to him than all those other thugs out there that did the torture and so forth. That's a questionable thing, but if Obama thinks that, that's why he fought so hard, so that Brennan would be in place. Now, does he have any reason to fear the CIA? Well, he sure as heck does. For those of your listeners who have not read James Douglas's, quote, JFK and the Unspeakable, end quote, you need to read that because it's coming up on 50 years. The mystery has not been solved in mainstream press. After reading James Douglas, who took advantage of all the previous studies, plus the more recent information released by Congress, I am convinced that John Kennedy was assassinated largely by Alan Dulles, whom he cashiered as head of the CIA after the Bay of Pigs, and a coterie of Joint Chiefs of Staff, FBI, even some Secret Service folks who thought that JFK was being soft on communism by back-channel communications with Khrushchev, that he was playing games with Fidel Castro, playing games. Yeah, he had some envoys there talking to Castro about what they might do to repair the relationship. And worst of all, he was giving Southeast Asia to the communists. Now, is there evidence for this? There sure as heck is. John Kennedy signed two executive orders just a month or so before he was killed. One of them said, we're pulling out 1,000 troops out of South Vietnam by the end of the year being 1963. The other said, we're going to pull out the bulk of the rest of the troops by the end of 1965. We're finished in Vietnam. That's a matter of record. Was that a unanimous decision? No, well, if you say the president that makes a one-person decision, it was unanimous. Everybody else thought he was crazy, especially the Joint Chiefs of Staff. So you need to read that book, and then you need to reflect on Obama. If he is sort of a wuss or a wimp or a person who just has no real principles, but rather is a politician through and through, and he's got two small kids, and you know he doesn't want to get killed. I have to say that I never thought I would hear myself saying this, but it is the only logical explanation for why he is so afraid, unless you say the man is a through-and-through charlatan, that he actually is acting on behalf of these powers of darkness. I don't believe the latter. I think he's just afraid, and he shouldn't have run for president if he was going to be this much of a wuss. Raymond.